The first generations of computers had received their inputs through glorified typewriter keyboards and had replied through high-speed printers and visual displays. Hal could do this when necessary, but most of his communication with his shipmates was by means of the spoken word. Poole and Bowman could talk to Hal as if he were a human being, and he would reply in the perfect idiomatic English he had learned during the fleeting weeks of his electronic childhood. Whether Hal could actually think was a question which had been settled by the British mathematician Alan Turing back in the 1940s. Turing had pointed out that if one could carry out a prolonged conversation with a machine, whether by typewriter or microphones was immaterial, without being able to distinguish between its replies and those that a man might give, then the machine was thinking by any sensible definition of the word. Hal could pass the Turing test with ease.